You know, I think getting a new snapper was a big issue. And then, you know, I just think we had to work some things out as far as timing and stuff like that goes. But it was good to see him have those good last two games, in my opinion.
What's the adjustment for a snapper?
Well, I mean, it's totally different from a rhythm standpoint, you know, getting the placements, all those type of things. That's why you see guys work together for such a long time. So, you know, that was something to adjust to, and hopefully he's adjusted well.
Mm-hmm. You had a couple of linebackers, some core special team guys got released. Are you having to catch up this week and get some new guys up to speed?
Yeah, you got to get some new guys up to speed, but we feel like hopefully the guys that we got, you know, are going to replace those guys as core guys. You know, we feel like you know, we got some guys that should help us in that area. And, you know, obviously when you do something like that, hopefully you're improving your team. That's what we did it for.
Showed somebody in particular emerge? Any rookies, anybody whose name stands out to you who looks like that?
You know, we're just going to have to see. You know, all those preseason games, it's nice to look at and nice to see all the time, but we're going to have to see as we go. I'm pleased with the effort that those guys have given. I'm pleased with, you know, their knowledge of the system right now. And, you know, we'll see how it goes on Sunday. It's a good group, and we want to make some plays to help us win.
Are you comfortable with your returners at this point?
Yeah. We've got a lot of reps during the preseason with those guys as far as all the practices, all the OTAs, and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, again, it's all going to be bright lights, and you'll see how they do on Sunday. That's the big key. So hopefully we can get some production out of them, whoever's back there. Oh, he's been great. You know, one of the things he said in his speech that really touched me was talking about, you know, he was out of football and then came back, and, you know, how much he appreciates it. And I think guys can really feel good about that. You know, I mean, they know how important it is, and they know, you know, what a privilege it is to play this game and to coach this game. So I'm definitely with him on that.
How many four core guys did you end up with?
Well, we'll see on Sunday, right? I mean, we want to make sure that, you know, the number is eight. That's what we always want to work with, and we want two difference makers. So you were paying attention during the spring. That's good, man. But, you know, we'll see. I think we've got some guys that I'm excited to be with, that's for sure.
So you said on the punt return, or you might use multiple guys?
Yeah, like I said, we've repped a bunch of guys during practice this week and during, you know, the OTAs and during training camp and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see how it goes. You know, a lot of that's dependent upon the actives, and that's Coach Marone's situation he's got to deal with.
Two aces. So Ben's one. Who's the other one?
Well, I mean, you say Aurelius. We hope Aurelius is. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't want to put pressure on a guy like that. That guy. I hope they're all eight. That's what you hope.